This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Just as the people who really run America ousted President Trump, the same is about to happen to Joe Biden, folks. We got a lot to talk about this hour. I'm back in the stateside. I tell you what, I don't care how beautiful places are, and saw some amazing things flying all over Europe, it seemed like, over the last 4 or 5 days. But getting back to America was a blessing. Oh, my goodness. Stuck in Zurich Airport for a little bit. Zurich makes New York look cheap. I'll just put it that way. And, here's an interesting thing about overseas. They charge you 30 cents per ketchup packet at McDonald's. One funny story. We were in the Zurich Airport. We were in Geneva, Zurich, or Spain. But anyway, we're in the airport. And this French couple walks up, sees the price at Burger King. You want to know what a Burger King sandwich costs? Burger King. You ready? Burger King sandwich. 25 francs. It was in Zurich.
Yeah.
25 francs. That is about $28 for a burger. A Burger King burger. And they started complaining. The dude and his wife made the corner, and they looked at the prices, and they started speaking French like, this is outrageous, you know. And I said to him in French, it's outrageously expensive here. And he was like, hey. And the guy's looking at me like, what else do you get? And I went, nothing. You get a burger, and maybe you get some fries. But they charge you 30 cents for a ketchup. Actually, at that place, it was 50 cents. Earlier, just to give you an idea of how we lived it up, I ate at McDonald's, 30 cents for a packet of in Geneva, 50 cents for a packet of ketchup in Zurich. And I said to myself, you know what? If that's how you're going to pay for global climate farce and all these people that believe in it, good. Charge them for everything. They charge you for every condiment. It's like going to New York or L.A. You know, they charge you for the bag to bag your groceries in. 10 cents. You know how much it costs to make that bag? Fractional pennies. They make money on bags. I don't know where it's all going. I know it's not coming into my pocket. Anyway, glad you guys are with me. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. And if you've listened to this program, you know I've predicted for over a year that Joe Biden will not be the Democratic nominee for president in 2024. They didn't want him in 2020. However, when you considered the rest of the gene pool, the powers that be selected that pathological liar and demented clown. And it always gives me a big chuckle because it tells you the type of bench the Democrats have. It tells you two things. One, what the bench is, and two, who they're willing to overlook. I think they're all idiots. If you want to run on a Democratic ticket, you're an idiot to begin with. But there were people more qualified than Joe Biden who would have been better. I'm not saying better for the country, but better for the party. At least they had some idea of who they are. And I'll use Tulsi Gabbard as an example, or Andrew Yang. I mean, these are young guys. Julian Castro. These are young people. They're radical leftists. Joe Biden? I mean, I would take Bernie Sanders over Joe Biden. They kicked old Bernie to the curb, too. So, even though things are no better for the Democrats to replace him right now, the leaders have seen enough, and I will prove it to you this hour, people. In what is deemed somewhat of a Freudian slip, CBS showcased the future in a live broadcast. And here's what they put on there, on the Chiron. Former President Biden. That's what they had. Former President Biden. And somebody tweeted, CBS News just called Joe Biden former President Biden. What's going on? And I said, that's what's going on. Oh, yeah. What's that? That is what I told you. Joe Biden's out. And the Chiron explained it. It said, oh, somebody put that in there because it was an accident that was sort of meant to happen, and I'll explain it. It's not a slip. It's a glimpse of the future. It's like I told you, in the first hour, I said, there are plate pieces, there are election that are ongoing, they're live, and they've accidentally shown the results of an election before the election ends, and people thought, oh, it's a mistake, it's got to be a mistake. It was not a mistake. It's been pre-planned. And I know, Kevin, you sounded like a conspiracy theorist, Alex Jones. When did you become Kevin Jones? It's not a conspiracy when it keeps happening. Black and white. Look, Biden's been a disaster. And before I go all Juliet on you and count the ways in which he's been a disaster, understand that leftists knew he would be a disaster. The lack of a bench put the Democrats in that predicament. They couldn't put somebody up and convince us that the world or the nation wanted Tulsi Gabbard or wanted Andrew Yang or wanted Kamala Harris or anybody else. So they had to go back to the tried and true, the founder of the Biden crime family, a rich old white guy. Yep. And they strategized against Trump, forcing him to spend, and I'm talking about when Trump was president, to spend trillions of dollars on a disease created in a lab by our enemy, which made our numbers go down, made the economy go into the tank. I pulled up the chart to look at the stock market, which is on an upward, practically a 45-degree slope under Trump. But there were two periods where it dipped down. Trump rebuilt this economy three times. You can see from the chart. Once under Obama, a second and a third time, and a third time was, the third time was under COVID. And when he finished, we were right back up to where we were, shooting up to the market. And the reason why I'm telling you this is I'm telling you why Biden's part of the reason why Biden's out and why we have a responsibility to get Trump back in there. So the enemy that helped to wreck the economy, China, also happens to be the chief funder of the Biden crime family. And this brings me to some of Biden's other complications, which is we know he's on the take. And unless you've lived under a rock, you know that for a fact. His crackhead son oversees the day-to-day business of La Familia. The Biden-influenced policy decisions that benefited whoever was willing to pay to play. And that's what we're going to focus on this hour, is how we're going to bring down Joe Biden. And we don't have to do it. His own party is now invested in making sure that happens.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now,
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
CBS posted a little, you know, the thing under one of the, well, actually, I'm not sure if they tweeted, but I think it was a live broadcast. Yeah, it was. It was a live broadcast. And they posted a thing that says, former President Biden. And everybody's like, it's a mistake. It wasn't a mistake. A mistake was exposing the fact that Biden is out. That was the mistake. But make no mistake about it, Biden's out. Things are going to continue to heat up. And you can bet the farm that Biden is not going to last through the end of the year. And in fact, I predict Biden will exit during the holidays and it will be called a gift to the country. Merry Christmas, America. You got what you wanted. And they're going to do it in a way. I mean, the cleverness in which they do it will be fascinating. It'll be stuff that I'm going to be writing about it for the annals of history. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. We're talking about these crooked Bidens. We're talking about these crooked Democrats and how the system has been set up to protect to call them elites is a joke. They're not elites, but they're the ones that are in power, the ones that the elites want in power. So whoever the elite deems is okay. Hands off. You can't touch them. Until now. And what it proves is
No matter how much the elites want to tell us what to do and how it's going to be and all that, America fights back. Now, what's going to happen? Democrats are going to pretend that Biden has to leave for medical reasons, because that's the most sympathetic reason. If they can sell that nonsense, then, you know, that they're going to certainly try, because they can't. That's one of the only ways where they can won't get blamed themselves, okay? Now, Mitch McConnell has already intimated that he doesn't want to impeach Joe Biden. I don't even know why this guy would say this. What Republican head would say, okay, well, we know he's guilty, but we just really don't want, it's bad for the country if we impeach the president. No, it isn't. It's good for the country. Nobody is above the law. A hint, folks, that Grandpa Mitch knows Joe Biden's days are numbered is when he says to the other side, the Uniparty, we won't let it go through. We are not going to, even though our side is out for red meat, we won't let it go through. So just hang in there, folks. Hang in there with us. That's what Mitch is saying. But he's also telling us that Joe Biden isn't going to be around for much longer. And the reason is simple. Joe Biden is his own worst enemy. What we now know about them, folks, it was bound to happen. I can't imagine the Democrats thought the Biden crime family was above making mistakes. That's what they do. And I don't, look, I talk a lot about Joe Biden being an idiot. He is. I talk about Hunter Biden being a bigger idiot than his dad. But I give him credit. The family sticks together. I give the Democrats credit. They stick together. I give leftists credit. They stick together. And they've done the best they can, because you've got a family criminal enterprise being run by a crackhead in a time where we can look at everything. The very thing that Democrats want to use against us, the banking, the digital banking system, the digital this, digital, you know, everything having a shelf life of, you know, endless, is backfiring against them. Who is exposing the Democrats? Well, in the case of the Biden family, it's a Hunter Biden with a laptop. You want to know who exposed David Weiss in his scheme to get Hunter out of the jam that he's in? David Weiss, his own emails. We've got a paper trail. Hillary Clinton should be in prison for the emails that she sent. We've got an email thread for that. We know that the DNC colluded with Hillary Clinton's campaign to accuse Trump falsely of being in bed with the Russians, our mortal enemies. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Hunter Biden's getting them $3.5 million from a Russian oligarch to get her name off of a list, from a crap list, and help her do her illegal business activities. Everything these people do, they work with criminals and oligarchs that are all getting over at the expense of the little guy. These look, I have nothing against a billionaire who makes his money legitimately. Zero. But these people that, like in the case of this Russian oligarch's wife, she got shoehorned. She became a billionaire because she got a contract when her husband set it up when he was mayor of Moscow. You want to know who got rich like that? I mean, richer? Bloomberg. I talk about this just years ago, but when Bloomberg took over as mayor of New York, he was worth roughly $4 billion. When he left, he was worth $37 billion. How do you have a full-time job as mayor of a city, and you go in one of the worst economic times, you grow your wealth from $4 to almost exponentially from $4 to $40 billion. That doesn't happen unless you're crooked. This is the guy that wanted to limit you to 16-ounce drinks and said you're a fatty. The Bidens are obviously guilty. And despite that obvious guilt, the Democrats back their crime family. And the DOJ continues to run interference for the Bidens. I don't know, maybe out of guilt, but most likely out of embarrassment for their earlier efforts on behalf of the Bidens to get that sucker elected. I don't know which, take your pick, but either way it goes, the DOJ, when are you going to start cleaning up your act? No doubt, zero doubt,
that the Bidens received payments from multiple countries and laughably set up 20-plus LLCs so they could launder their money. And it's almost mum's the word. Nobody wants to talk. Oh, and when we're spending time on minutia, like, well, was Joe Biden in business with his son? And I'm going to get to some questions that I ask, common sense questions that are going to floor you. You're going to say, Kevin, how'd you come up with that? I don't know, just bright. But they received money, and adding insult to injury, the Bidens made sure that almost all the family members got paid. 9 of them so far. Now, I don't know how much business you're in, all right? I don't know if you've done business privately, if you just work for companies or whatever, but what would you do if you found out that the CEO of your company paid everybody in the food chain in his family, 9 family members, no product, no service, no nothing? And the Republicans keep asking the simple question, what exactly do the Bidens sell? What was Hunter doing? And you know what they say? It was his perceived, you know, ability to get to the vice president. But there's been no connection, is what they say. And then we get 2 new revelations. 1, a 10th Biden family got paid. And 2, Biden is the big guy. Now you say, Kevin, they didn't really say that. Oh, yeah, they did. They said it. They don't say it directly like I tell you, but yes, another Biden family member got paid, and Joe Biden is 100% de facto the big guy that Hunter's alluded to. The guy that he's got to give somewhere between 10 to 50% of his salary.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Tropical Storm Hillary rainfall totals have been tallied, and it was a significant amount of precipitation for some areas. Riverside Public Information Officer Shane Reichert says flooding is an issue.
Well, when they're talking about that nearly 12 inches of rain at Mount San Jacinto, that all drains into that Coachella Valley where Palm Springs and Thousand Palms is. So what you're seeing is the runoff from those mountain communities.
Mount San Jacinto above Palm Springs received 11.6 inches of rain, while Upper Mission Creek had 13.5 inches. The number of people missing in Lahaina is now believed to be closer to 850. That's according to a new FBI-vetted list. The number was recently believed to be as high as 2,000. Former President Donald Trump has confirmed he won't participate in the upcoming Republican presidential primary debates or others. "The public knows who I am and what a successful presidency I had," Trump wrote on his social media site. John Schaefer, USA News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Yeah.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
My ability to confound the experts is pretty amazing. And it happens so often that I start to wonder, who are the real experts? I'm going to make you a bet that you do the same thing. You say to yourself, here's what I think's happening. And the experts disagree. And then you find out, well, wait a minute. They were wrong. 6 months later, a year later, and you were right. I don't know if you ever go against yourself in that. I don't. But I learned years before when my brother would tell me, you know, my older brother, he would say, he asked me a question. And then he would tell me that it wasn't true. And keep in mind, he's 9 years older than me. He would say, well, that's not true. Or he'd tell me a lie. And I go, that doesn't sound right. He go, but it is. And I would go, nah. And then, long story short, he would test my resolve. And you know, when I was a kid, I would be, that doesn't sound right. He would go, but it is. And the scientist said this. He would really form this very, you know, what looked like a very academic discussion around what he was saying. I would go, I don't really care. That's not right. And he would go, okay, good. You stuck to your guns. And I don't know how you grew up, but I got to tell you, my brother Larry, who did that, he was amazing. Who would have known that would form me and form my brain in such a way that I became a real contrarian, but not just to be on, not just to be against you, but to really make myself, I wanted to understand it. And you, to convince me, you had to really know your stuff. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. Most of you know what I mean. Because the left's experts have been wrong about dang near everything. Expert Fauci got almost everything wrong about COVID. So much so that now people wonder if the little leprechaun was on the take. And I think he was. And don't even get me started on the vax and the lockdowns and the mask. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell called Bidenflation transitory. Yet Americans deal with the worst inflation in modern history in more than a transitory period. Practically the entire time that Joe Biden has been president, we've been stuck with massive inflation. And put another way, let me just say this, we were much better under Trump. Remember this, though, when Trump was running and almost everybody said if Trump gets elected, the market is going to crash, the economy will go to hell. And this is what it, from Politico. Wall Street is set for a major crash if Donald Trump shocks the world on Election Day and wins the White House. New research out on Friday suggests that the financial markets strongly prefer a Hillary Clinton presidency and could react with panicked selling should Trump defy the polls and deliver a shocking upset on November the 8th. That was Politico. Here's CNN's money. If Donald Trump wins the election, U.S. stocks
and likely many other markets overseas will almost certainly tank. How big of a drop? Forecasting firm Macroeconomic Advisors predicts an 8% fall in the U.S. A new paper out Friday from the Brookings Institute projects a 10 to 15% nosedive. You get the idea. You want to know what happened when Donald Trump got elected? The stock market soared. That's what happened. But the experts wanted you to know that if Trump was elected, and keep in mind, these are people paid to write this to scare the living daylights out of you. There were dozens of stories like this. You don't have to believe me. Look it up for yourself, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I'd love to hear from you if you remember these times. 844-551-8255. All these stories referencing experts, macroeconomic advisors. Sounds very ominous and, ooh, they know so much that you don't know. And they were completely wrong. Not a little bit, completely wrong. What else we got? Stock market here, I mentioned it earlier. When Trump took office, literally it's almost a 30-degree incline. And you know what happened? Three places, where when Obama was in office at the beginning, Donald Trump had the market rising. We had a trade war. They tell you what happened, where things happened and the stock market went down. One was a trade war weighs on markets. That's what they have on this chart. The second was COVID, during the time of COVID. And then he rebuilt. I'm looking at right now the S&P that went from roughly 2,000 to 3,500. You do the math, but that's a big jump. A big jump. 2,000 to 3,500 in Trump's four-year period. The Dow, record after record after record. So contrast that with Joe Biden. You had a market that's been relatively stagnant for two-plus years, almost 3 years. It's been stagnant. We got wacko economics under Joe Biden. And Trump predicted in 2020, here's what he said. He said if Biden gets elected, the stock market will crash. Well, it didn't crash per se, but stagnation means it crashed. Because with all the money that was printed for COVID, you would think that this market would have had another, you know, just gone like crazy. Just what happened with Obama. Obama's gains in the stock market were bought and paid for. Biden had money just infused into the economy, and the stock market sucks, and the economy sucks. So for the most part, Trump was right. So the experts know nothing. You are more of an expert. And this brings me to CNN. I want to play this clip. This is what Jake Tapper had to say. Trump is a good predictor. He tells you what's going on because he's not. There's no agenda. But here's what Jake Tapper had to say about Trump and Biden.
Congressman Glenn Kessler from the Washington Post had a fact check about Joe Biden from earlier this month, noting that Hunter Biden admitted in court in July that he was, in fact, paid substantial sums from Chinese companies. Kessler wrote, Hunter Biden reported nearly $2.4 million in income in 2017 and $2.2 million in income in 2018, most of which came from Chinese or Ukrainian interests. But this directly goes against what Joe Biden said in the debate in 2020 with Donald Trump. Take a listen.
My son has not made money in terms of this thing about, what are you talking about, China.
What you
None
mean,
of that
Mr.
is
President,
true.
He made a fortune in Ukraine, in China, in Moscow,
that is simply
and various
not
other places.
True.
So it's from two different debates, but, I mean, Trump was right. I mean, he did make a fortune from China, and Joe Biden was wrong. I don't know that he was lying about it. He might not have been told by Hunter, but this blind spot is a problem.
It's a problem, one, because Republicans aren't going to let it go, that's for sure. But also, these problems are continuing through the legal system. It's not as though this is something that's been settled in other jurisdictions and Republicans are just harping on it. It is an ongoing thing in our courts. It's not going anywhere.
This is a blind spot. Does it concern you as a Democrat?
Well, I think dads sometimes have blind spots about their kids, for sure, and the president may be no exception. But nothing has tied the president to any of Hunter Biden's dealings. There's no whiff of him being involved or him being implicated in it. And something the voters care a lot about.
All right, my thanks to the panel.
All right, everybody, welcome back. So I got a couple things I want to bring up about this, but note that Tapper leaves Joe Biden some wiggle room, claiming that perhaps Joe didn't know the origins of Hunter's money. Yeah, and fat meat's not greasy. But Tapper and team have to pretend, they got to continue to pretend that Joe Biden was unaware of Hunter Biden's crooked deals. So I have a question for you. You ready? Joe Biden vigorously denied Trump's allegations about the origins of Hunter's income. My son didn't do that. He didn't do that. And they want to pretend that he didn't know. But here's my question. How can Joe Biden be so adamant about Hunter's income that he did not take that money if he knew nothing about it? See, I'm the guy going, if you had said to me, your son took this money and I don't know what his business is, I'd say, well, I'm not aware of my son taking any overseas money. But, you know, it's a global business. The business my son is in is global, so it very well could be. It's not a crime for your kid to take overseas money. Just like when Joe Biden says, well, he's a guy that's got those Chinese bank accounts. He's implying that Donald Trump did something sinister. All he had was Chinese bank accounts. So my question is, if you don't know where your son's money come from, how can you adamantly... He didn't go, well, I don't think he took any overseas money, but, you know, it wouldn't be illegitimate necessarily if he did. My son has done business overseas. If your son is... I don't know what his company is. But if your son is traveling to you to Romania and Yugoslavia, wherever, all the countries that he's going to, it's entirely possible that Trump was right. He could have said, look, my son does business all over the world, so certainly he's taking money from other countries. But it's not illegal. He didn't say that. He was adamant. And I want you to consider that. I already know what my conclusion is. And when we come back, I'm going to make one other point you probably haven't seen.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Listen, Glenn Kessler from the Washington Post had a fact check about Joe Biden from earlier this month, noting that Hunter Biden admitted in court in July that he was, in fact, paid substantial sums from Chinese companies. Kessler wrote, Hunter Biden reported nearly $2.4 million in income in 2017 and $2.2 million in income in 2018, most of which came from Chinese or Ukrainian interests. But this directly goes against what Joe Biden said in the debate in 2020 with Donald Trump. Take a listen.
My son has not made money in terms of this thing about, what are you talking about, China.
What you
none of that is true.
He made a fortune in Ukraine, in China, in Moscow,
that is simply
and various
not
other places.
True.
So it's from two different debates, but, I mean, Trump was right. I mean, he did make a fortune from China, and Joe Biden was wrong.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So Jake Tapper's got a panel, and he's asking, he admits Trump was right, Biden was wrong. This is on CNN. This is post-Chris Light. This isn't, you know, Tapper's actually having to come to Jesus now. He leaves Biden some wiggle room, and then he brings in his so-called experts. Andy Levin, who says, well, there's still no connection from Joe Biden to Hunter Biden. That's her new excuse. Yeah, Joe Biden says, I never spoke to my son about his business dealings. I was never in business with my son. And I don't know if you remember when Joe was asked, when Trump was talking about China, and Joe Biden goes, well, and my son never got any money from you. What was it? China. He acted like he had to think about it. He knew exactly where Hunter was getting his money from. But I asked a simple question earlier. A very simple question. If Joe Biden was so adamant about where Hunter was getting his money from, he was obviously talking to his son about where he was getting his money from. But I left off one other thing, one other question, one other comment. Think of it as you want. When Joe Biden ushered that lie, that his son had never received that money, Hunter Biden's watching his dad do his work. Why didn't Hunter say, Dad, I want to correct the record. I've done nothing wrong, but I did receive money from foreign governments, but it's the business that I'm in. Why was there no correction of the record? And why didn't the media follow up on it? Hunter never corrected the record. That should make people take pause. Why wouldn't you? This idea that there's no connection between these two is the biggest fallacy, and I want to pivot back to the emails. According to multiple sources now, Joe Biden communicated with Hunter Biden through a personal email. These emails were previously released by the archives. But what makes this revelation so juicy is that Hunter Biden himself is going to bring Pedo Pete to justice. The emails were retrieved from Hunter's abandoned laptop. So we know that the man who declared, I never talked to my son about his overseas business dealings, may have been splitting hairs. Did I talk to my son? What about this, Joe? Did you ever communicate with your son? Oh, you know what? You need to be more specific. Joe, did you ever email your son? Maybe on a private email server, a la Hillary Clinton, bathroom, basement, closet email. Joe Biden may say use the email address robertlpeters@pci.gov while he was Obama's second in command. Further, Biden aide John Flynn CC'd Hunter on 10 emails containing the elder Biden's daily schedule between May 18th and June 15th of 2016. So for a month now, I don't know what that significance is. Why did he give him the schedule during that period? Were they in mourning over Bo's death or what? I don't know. Go look it up. Maybe somebody will find out that during that period, there was a lot of conversations and a lot of dinners being arranged between Hunter and his business partners, because that's what I suspect. But here's the question. Does anybody want to guess why the big guy wanted Hunter to know the details of his schedule? I have an idea. I have a theory. I think it's because you can't peddle influence if you can't get a hold of Robert L. Peters. Now, I hate how slow Republicans move on this. It's driving me crazy. But I will admit, I do like getting the daily drips that are happening, and it backs the Bidens into a corner. House Oversight Committee Chairman Comer asked the National Archives already hand over any unredacted records in which Biden used a pseudonym during his vice presidency. What is that going to reveal? But as they say in those ShamWow commercials, but wait, Comer's request covers records using Biden's other known pseudonyms. You ready? Robin Ware is one. J.R.B. Ware. These are specific and pretty much seal the Biden's doom. And as an aside, I told you guys Biden wasn't going to be the guy. But his ego got in the way. And I said if Joe Biden had faked an injury and he left the vice presidency 6 months ago, he could have likely avoided much of the ugliness that's about to come. For example, Biden wants to know what, I'm sorry, Comer wants to know what Biden told Ukraine. And to that end, he requested drafts of Biden's December 15 speech to Ukraine's parliament. Now, this may all be circumstantial, but I go back to the date I gave you, you know, from May 18th to June 15th or whatever, and all the investigation for that. Now that we've got these pseudonyms that Joe Biden's used, and these are pseudonyms that tie Joe directly to Hunter. So J.R.B. Ware and Rob Ware and Rob L.W. or whatever. All these people are now going to be things that Comer and those guys can pull out. It's over. It's over. What's he going to find? Doesn't matter. One only need to look at what Joe Biden has given China to impeach this old fool. But what about when they connect all these other dots? And what's going to happen? And I'm going to ask it again, because I've asked the leftists this multiple times on this very program. And if you are a leftist or a former one listening to the program, if you think, Kevin, you aren't making any sense, man, this is a bunch of conjecture, whatever, then fine. I'd love to hear from you. Or maybe you're one who had drank that blue Kool-Aid, and now you're getting it. You're going, you know what, Kevin? I used to think you were blah, blah, whatever. Call me whatever you want. But now that I've seen how things work, I believe you. I'm starting to get it. I'd like to hear from you. And everything in between. I just like hearing from you. But here's what I can tell you. Bidens are not good at covering their stuff. No matter how good you think you are, if there's a real investigation, they're going to be found out. And the real investigations are being forced on people. The first hour, I dedicated it talking about what Dave Weiss had done and how they tried to cover for Hunter Biden. Didn't even want to indict the man. And when they finally did, they gave him a sweetheart deal, a slap on the wrist. And now he's in trouble. Alvin Bragg's in trouble. The Georgia DA is going to be in trouble. The New York AG, Letitia James, is in trouble. Jack Austin is in trouble. All these people are in trouble. Because they went after the wrong guy. They figured the cacophony, everybody jumping on Trump at the same time, is going to make everybody, we'll panic and we would abandon him. And you know what you did? You hunkered down, man. I'm proud of you. Now, there were some naysayers. There were some people that got a little squishy. But I'm proud of you. For the most part, you hung in there. And now the Democrats are scared to death because, as I said, Biden is out. And now they got to figure out what's going to be the next strategy. What do you do? How can he be out? And how can everybody in the food chain that supported him? What do you do? How do you get rid of this guy and save your own self? It reminds me of a Bible verse. What good is it a man to gain everything, gain the world and lose his soul? Well, you've gained everything, Democrats. You've controlled it all. And you know what? You lost your soul. And everybody sees it. Everybody, it's not even, there's no, I wonder if the Democrats are fair. I wonder if they're treating Trump fair. I wonder if they're treating conservatives fair. These are people that claim they're transparent, they're philanthropic, humanitarian. They're none of it. Now they've been found out.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.